Ladies and gentlemen, not only is it a Talking Tuesday with Ryan Day and Chip Kelly, it's a watching.
Talking and watching.
Tuesday. First spring practice for Ohio State is here. This is the Podcast Daily. It's Tuesday. It is a glorious day in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. That's Bill Landis, and I'm Austin Ward. And like, in a matter of moments.
Yeah, they're going to come running out.
They're going to be running right out here behind us, Bill. And we're going to be watching spring ball. What are you going to be watching for?
You'll be shocked to hear this, but I'm going to get eyeballs on that offensive line group.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I think we're going to have to rely, at least on Tuesday, on just sort of how guys line up, right? Because we're getting a half hour, 10 minutes of that's going to be stretching, at least another probably 5 minutes of that's going to be punt. So there's not going to be a whole lot, I think, to glean from Tuesday's practice other than where guys are going through drills. And it's the first day of spring. It is far from solidified on the first day. But it'll be nice to see anyway, like, what the pecking order is, so to speak, coming out of winter workouts. Because that what has happened the previous, 2 months or two-ish months has an impact on who gets to go first in reps in these drills at the outset of spring. It's kind of all they have to go on. Like, there are returning starters, obviously. Like, Denzel Burke will be first through the cornerback line, I'm sure. But when there are jobs to be won, and there are jobs to be won on the right side of the offensive line, that doesn't start on the first day of spring practice. That started when they got back from the Cotton Bowl. So whoever is lining up first, I think that'll be some indication of who got the most out of this offseason. And that could be a little telling. And we'll see where it goes from there. Like, I'm hopeful that we'll get to see the quarterbacks at least throw the ball a little bit. I think we will. Even if it's just routes on air, like, want to see the way the ball comes out of Will Howard's hand, because I just haven't seen that with my own two eyes before. Want to see if there's anything noticeably different about Devin Brown moving around, because as we talked about on Monday, he looks a little more svelte, I guess, like a little more, I guess, like more athletically built than he was perhaps last year when he was kind of going through the weight training program, I guess, for the second time that would have been. I'm interested to see if he looks more explosive, if there's any way to kind of tell that. So there's a lot. Like, I don't want to make too much of it because it is only a half an hour, but, you know, it's the first time in a long time that we got to actually watch this team do some football things, so I'm excited about it.
I think that's what will make the talking part of Tuesday more informative. I've never covered Chip Kelly on a full-time basis. Mm-hmm. There have been games that he's been a part of that I've been around, but I wonder what he's the quarterback's coach and offensive coordinator now. So that'll be just one day and one acclimation practice, so to speak, of going through it. Like, I don't know how much in depth, but what he's watched on film of Will Howard, what he's, you know, he had previously been involved with Devin Brown's recruitment when he was at UCLA, what they've learned about Lincoln Kienholz, you know, Chip Kelly specifically, but also with Ryan Day, what their conversations have been like. And then whatever we can't see with our own eyes from the open viewing period, how they at least are going to publicly talk about how much of a battle they expect it to be, what they intend to do with the reps. Because I think I have a general idea of what they want to accomplish that's telegraphed by the decision to add Will Howard. But is that actually what the way they view it? Is that actually going to be the way they manage it? Does Devin Brown get an even opportunity with the ones? How does that impact Lincoln Kienholz? I mean, I know we've been talking about the quarterbacks a lot, but the closer you get to actually going out on the practice field on a Tuesday morning and getting started, like, the more urgent that becomes. Mm-hmm. If you're going to win a national championship, quarterback play has to be at a high level, a consistent level, one that you can count on, and that does start, you know, on March 5th. So we'll be watching that, but it's more important to hear what that plan is, whether or not it's all, you know, on the level 100%. Maybe it won't be.
There's some gamesmanship
involved. There's a little of that going on. Like, I understand it, but we'll be reading the clues, and maybe Chip Kelly, he has something of a reputation as a pretty straight shooter. So yeah. I think that'll, I mean, I'm really excited for that part.
I think the one thing with Ryan Day too, and like, he, like, you're right, there's a game here. He has to finesse some things and like tell half truths or like whatever.
Yeah.
I think he struggles to like truly hide how he's feeling when he says those things. So like, if it's a bad day, even if his answers aren't all that enlightening, I think the way he says them can be. So I'm curious about that too. We'll see. Again, it'll just be day one. But I am likewise curious about Chip Kelly's demeanor and how he presents things, his comfortability, I guess, in like kind of owning that position, right? It was interesting listening to Lincoln Kienholz talk on Monday that like Ryan Day had a conversation with the quarterbacks about how he was going to be more hands-off starting this year, do some more special team stuff like Ryan Day told us a couple weeks ago. Once practice starts, is that actually the case, right? We saw that last year with Ryan Day.
Which it's like, oh, very quickly wasn't the case.
You're drifting a little bit back towards the offense and the quarterback, so we'll see how that goes. And, you know, Todd Fitch is not here, which we talked about on Monday morning. Like, if there's another person there with Chip Kelly, I'm sure Ryan Day will be over there at some, but like it's Chip Kelly and who else running the guys through quarterback drills, I think could be interesting to watch. But yeah, it's going to be more about, I think, what people say, certainly about the quarterbacks, but then with, you know, Chip about how he plans on putting his spin on this offense. And Devin Brown kind of said, like, you know, it's, and he's the guy that's worth asking because he's been in this offense for going on 3 years now. Like he said, it's mostly the same, like, terminology is the same. Chip Kelly will put his tweaks on it. Lincoln Kienholz was the one who like got a little more sort of like wide-eyed about the addition of Chip Kelly and like the world of possibility that could open perhaps for, and I'm extrapolating, I'm taking that as like running the ball a little more, showcasing the athleticism of these quarterbacks, I think. And I think they all have the ability to do that clearly with the guys they have in the room. So I'm interested to see what Chip says about where they're going, not like schematically with the run game so much right now, but sort of ideologically and specifically about how to get the quarterbacks more involved in that area of the offense.
I think it's fascinating because you took that away from Lincoln Kienholz. I was over, you know, talking to Will Howard a little bit about, you know, Chip Kelly, and people were asking him what he's learned in the last month and what he likes about it. And he was like, well, it's super quarterback friendly and easy throws. And it's like, one guy's over here talking about all the different elements over here athletically. This one's talking about, you know, easy throws. And it was a little bit to me just a reminder of how many different things Chip Kelly can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe an ability to morph the offense more between one quarterback to another if need be, that he didn't. I remember asking you about this about Bill O'Brien. It's like, what is the system? Like, I don't really understand. What is it that makes Bill O'Brien considered to be such a great offensive mind? And like for Chip Kelly, I have an easier time mentally grasping that for what sure. makes him great is like doing a bunch of different things.
Yeah. No, I think that's true. And it's not like Chip has a much longer track record in college than Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien was only a head coach in college for 2 years.
Sure.
So it's like more tangible, I think, to like try to figure out what it's going to look like with Chip. But there's also so much on the table, like, and that's what these 15 practices will be about, I think, is figuring out what makes sense for these quarterbacks. And I think the good thing is, because I think last year would have been different, the good thing I think with Will Howard and Devin Brown is I don't know how different those answers are, right? I think maybe Devin's a little bit better of a downfield thrower, but in terms of the stuff you'd call, I think you feel comfortable no matter which of those two is a starting quarterback. So that should be beneficial to them. I'm like recently removed former head coach Chip Kelly, like how he handles himself on the practice field, I think it'll be interesting to see too. Like, if at any point does he like forget where he's at and like blows a whistle and tries to get the whole team around him,
or starts acting like it's 25 years ago in New Hampshire and it was just cursing out Ryan.
Just make Ryan Day run gassers. Yeah, so that'll be interesting too. It's a fascinating dynamic with Chip Kelly here. There's a lot of layers to it, and a lot of questions to ask him that frankly we're not going to be able to cover all that ground on Tuesday. But I think like, you know, how they're setting the table for the quarterback battle, what he hopes to get accomplished in these 15 practices are probably the most important. And then I probably flip it to the other side of the ball, and there's a lot there, even with a lot of starters. No, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. Obviously, you know, that's interesting, but I've talked about it so much. Like, what else can I say? The defensive
line. I was just steering you away from it.
Yeah, you were. The one thing we typically do get to see, even on these days when we have the shorter practice viewing windows, is like the defensive line as a group, as a foursome, kind of like line up and run through some stuff while the special team stuff is happening. So I want to see like how the tackles stack up behind Ty Hamilton and Tyleek Williams when Larry Johnson is putting them through those paces. And I think that's something that can change. Shoot, it might change every time we're in here because there's not a whole lot of banked reps there in terms of game experience behind those top two. But again, similar to the offensive line, like who has come out of spring positioning themselves to be like that third or fourth guy in the defensive tackle rotation. Because I think it's on the list of things that are important for the defense. I think that's pretty high up there, like second or third. I think what they got to get figured out this spring.
That's a good one, because you pick something that you might actually learn. Where
Sonny, yeah, we can actually see.
We're not going to figure that out with Sonny Styles on day one. So
we're not.
That's no. Smart. That's.
Yeah, we don't have to, there'll be no guesswork involved there. We won't have to like take a morsel of information from reviewing period and then extrapolate it into something that it probably isn't. So it'll be nice to everyone should be down watching the defensive line on Tuesday morning.
Well, there tends to be a similar situation with the linebackers going through some drills. Mm-hmm. They set out the trash cans and, you know, they do like scout work and install. And is that going to be Cody Simon and CJ Hicks? Is that going to be, I mean, Cody Simon, I feel very confident will be doing one of those. Mm-hmm. I think there's a world where Sonny Styles could be doing that. There's a world where Gabe Powers could be doing that. I think that's maybe the least likely of the three, but that'll be a question for Thursday with Jim Knowles and later on in the week. But we'll at least be able to see the foundation set up. And when you're talking about positions where we don't really know what the clear answer is, it's a short list. Backup defensive tackles, right side of the offensive line, and will linebacker. Like, that's pretty much it.
It's not bad if those are your question marks for an offseason.
Yeah.
Some of them are big question marks, right? But it's they got a lot here. Like, there's, and I think that'll be apparent too when we get out on the practice field on Tuesday. It's like some springs you come out here and it's like, boy, like, I don't know. Like, there's a bunch of guys who are lined up in starting spots who haven't played a whole lot. We'll see where this thing goes, but it won't be the case on Tuesday morning when we're in here watching them practice. There's going to be a lot of familiar faces, a lot of experience, a lot of production, a lot of guys with like super high ceilings, in my opinion, that are coming back to try to reach for that extra, you know, 5 or 10% to finally get them there, which is like a different kind of tint, I guess, on a typical spring, but interesting and exciting nonetheless.
Yeah, I agree, because a lot of times you go in, like, it's the first practice of spring, it's like, can't wait to see this incoming group of true freshmen, like, who could make an mm-hmm. impact, who's going to jump on the field, like, and that's true, but I don't expect that to really happen. There's not places where Ohio State needs it to happen, and they shouldn't want it to happen. I know immediately people say, well, Jeremiah Smith is going to be out there for his first practice, and he needs to be in the rotation. And I'm not suggesting that he won't be, but there's so much intrigue for me just wrapped up in the veterans that are coming back that still haven't accomplished the things that 3 years ago we would have already thought they had.
Yep.
And this is the start. Like, they went through winter workouts. Mickey Marotti was walking through on Mondays. Like, that's one of the best times of year for his job professionally. And now that's complete. So it's like, there's already been work going on, but this is like March 5th, a practice, the start of a journey for a team that is trying to get back to the mountaintop. For these guys on the field, they're trying to get there for the first time. Like, this is going to be a truly wild year, because all of this is wrapped up at the top with the guy who we're going to talk to after practice is over, with Ryan Day, and what's at stake for him personally. So that journey starts now, and there's a lot. I know that there's going to be ups and downs and roller coasters and drama and portal windows and everything else before they play a game. But this is an exciting year, because I don't know how it's going to go. I know what the potential is, and I know that there's the possibility for a happy ending for these seniors, for Ryan Day, for everybody else. But I don't want to fast forward through it. I want to see how they get to that point.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And it'll also be interesting on Tuesday to see, and like, these things have been cultivating behind the scenes, like within this building, for the last 2 months of winter workouts. We haven't gotten to see that. We get snippets on social media, but like, the leadership's going to start to emerge here too. Like, who are the most vociferous guys on the field? Mm-hmm. Like, I think we can take a guess, like Jack Sawyer and Emeka Buker, right? Denzel Burke, certainly. But assuming they're going to be that, and then like, how they actually go about being that on the practice field is another thing. And I'm excited to watch that play out too for all of spring, but you know, it's a first crack at it on Tuesday morning.
Well, the good news is, Bill, you don't have to wait anymore.
Thank God.
The day is here, right now.
I feel truly blessed.
Yeah, it's a great day in Columbus, Ohio, and in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. We will have full coverage on the podcast with snap judgments, everything else, once we're done. I don't know if Berm's going to stream Ryan Day. I bet he will be, but we'll finalize those plans during practice, which again is about to start. This is the Podcast Daily. Spring ball is here. Thanks for joining us. We'll have a lot more. That's Bill Landis. I'm Austin Ward. See you then.